USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. A couple GOP presidential hopefuls were campaigning for votes in the Midwest on Saturday.
Donald Trump back in Iowa speaking to a crowd in Fort Dodge 8 weeks until the Iowa Republican caucuses on January 15th.
We're going to win the Iowa caucuses. We're going to crush crooked Joe Biden next November, and we're going to very simply make America great again.
Trump attacking President Biden and his record on foreign policy, calling him a stupid person and someone who can't get off the stage. And Trump criticizing Nikki Haley, who's running for president, saying that she's not up to the job. After the speech, Trump walking through the crowd, signing hats. Ron DeSantis, also in Iowa, saying he'd consider January 6th pardons if he's elected president. I'm Laura Winters.
There's an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The draft Romney-Manchin committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president. Apple has decided to stop advertising on X.
The move came following owner Elon Musk's remarks on anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. Musk responded to an anti-Jewish post by expressing agreement with the user's views. Additionally, Apple ads were reportedly displayed alongside far-right content. This decision aligns with a similar move by IBM and marks a departure for Apple, a significant advertiser on what previously was known as Twitter. I'm John Schaefer.
Nobody matched all five Powerball numbers plus the Powerball on Saturday night's drawing worth $280 million, and nobody hit the $1 million prize by matching all five Powerball numbers without the Powerball. The top prize now rolls over again, making Monday night's jackpot an estimated $295 million. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The White House is condemning Elon Musk, owner of the social media site X, formerly Twitter, for endorsing an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory on his platform. White House spokesman Andrew Bates criticized Musk for calling the conspiracy the actual truth. Musk faced backlash for echoing the belief that white people in Western countries are being replaced with immigrants, a notion common among white nationalists. In another setback, IBM announced it halted advertising on X due to reports of its ads appearing alongside content praising Nazis, complicating the platform's efforts to regain support from major brands. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is receiving hospice care at home.
Family members say she and former President Jimmy Carter, who is 99, are spending time with each other. Rosalynn Carter diagnosed with dementia back in May. They are the longest married couple in U.S. presidential history. They celebrated their 77th wedding anniversary back on July 7th.
Rosalynn Carter is 96 years old. That is Laura Winters reporting. Honda is recalling nearly 250,000 U.S. vehicles due to a risk of engine stall caused by bearing failure. The recall is linked to a manufacturing error leading to connecting rod bearings wear and seize, potentially causing engines to run improperly or stall, increasing the risk of fire, crash, or injury. While 1,450 warranty claims have been reported, there are no injuries. Dealers will inspect and repair or replace engines as necessary, with owner notification starting on January 2nd. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.